So I'm on the BJJ Fanatics website, and I see three new videos by some guy named Thomas Radzinski. You familiar with that guy at all?
Nope, absolutely not.
No? Well, he's got some good stuff. Three brand new videos. They're getting amazing reviews, which is good to see as well. But you got to tell us about them real quick?
Yeah. You know, I had you guys already know, but I had opportunity to go to Boston, shoot three more instructionals, one on butterfly hook, complete guide for butterfly hook, two, wrap, lapel, and submit them. And three, we have taking the back. It's particularly designed for guys for over 40 because there is no climbing involved. All the back days are on the ground. Very, very full and effective system. So dip into it. I'm really hoping that this is going to help your jiu-jitsu and really take it to the next level.
BJJFanatics.com. Just search R-O-Z-D-Z. We have all had that situation where after class is when we want to ask a question. And Thomas, a lot of those questions you've already answered, right, at Ask a Black Belt.
Yeah, it's another podcast that I'm running. It's on podcasts, all podcast platforms, plus on YouTube. You can find it anywhere. Just search for my name. Search for Ask a Black Belt. At this point, over 100 episodes, different questions, jiu-jitsu, life-related, but something that everybody comes across, and often these questions sink in our mind, but we don't ask for whatever reason. So if that benefits you, go there, listen. It actually might help your jiu-jitsu, might help your life as well. And if you have any questions, find me on Instagram and drop me a line. I'll be happy to answer your question and mention your name during the episode.
Welcome to Raw Radio.
And we are live.
Here we go.
Funniest episode we've ever done.
He's a funny guy, that Josh. He is. I knew that from his other podcast, from his podcast, should say, but not to the degree that it really hit me today. He was really funny today.
Man, I would laugh today more than I think I laughed at any other episode we've done. He is funny. Awesome. Awesome. But, you know, if you have never listened to iSocket Jiu-Jitsu, you should. Great listen for jiu-jitsu fans and jiu-jitsu practitioners. But let's talk about it. I suck at jiu-jitsu. Why do we suck? What do you think? What's your takeaway on all this?
Well, I think that we suck when we start, obviously, because it's new. You're always terrible at something new. Even people that kind of catch on quick aren't that good. But I think the way we were talking about it, we asked him why did he name it the podcast that, right? Because obviously he doesn't suck at jiu-jitsu. But I think you should always keep that attitude in the back of your mind throughout your whole jiu-jitsu journey that you know, maybe you're not as good as you think if you start thinking you're good, right? Because he was talking about you, that can make you complacent, you know? It can stop you from exploring because you're probably subconsciously not going to seek out new things. Because you're good at it already. Why should I, right? I'm already good at this stuff. You know, and then the other reason is, I think if you put it into perspective and really look that most people have a lot to learn still. Most people have self-doubt. Most people think their jiu-jitsu sucks. You're going to not feel that you are, alone in this, you know, that you're supposed to suck. You're here to learn. You're on the mats to learn. Nobody is, you know, there's always somebody out there better than you. It doesn't matter who you are. And, it's just a matter of time before you meet that person and are you going to be totally discouraged because you thought you were so great and somebody came along and showed you that you weren't, or are you going to go, oh, wow, now, you know, that's inspirational to me. I can get better at this. I need to improve. So,
yeah, I think that topic really can be taken in multiple different directions, right? We can look at this negatively. We can look at this positively. We could look at this motivation. You know, I know a person who, you know, that
that's his motivating factor. It's like, I suck at jiu-jitsu. I really want to continue sucking because I want to continue learning, right? Like, I want to stay hungry. You know, I want to continuously have the opportunity to improve. You know, but when I listen to Josh and think about and reflect on a topic like this, it's pretty clear to me is that the moment we become satisfied with whatever we do, we're going to start losing interest. At the same time, more we embrace the difficulty of what we are trying to do, this is where discouragement will come in because it's difficult. So, and I think this is not necessarily jiu-jitsu related, but it's just in general.
It's supposed to be difficult.
Right, but there's this very fine line where if it's too difficult, we give up. Sure. And us humans are very prone to that. Yeah. We are very adaptive to the system. This is too hard, and there's no point of me doing it. I'm wasting my time. Versus, you know, I think the longer I teach, longer I'm on the mat, longer I watch the progression of a student, more I appreciate the fact that jiu-jitsu is not hard. It's not. Jiu-jitsu, in its essence, it's simple. The moment you understand mechanics, you can understand jiu-jitsu. Now, jiu-jitsu is complex. There's many layers. There's many, many options. There's many flavors. And that is what makes it complicated. But if we make it more complicated than it needs to be, this is where we fail. Mm-hmm. So, from one side, in my mind, embracing the fact that I'm not good at it and I need to continue learning is important. At the same time, embracing the fact of I'm never satisfied with it and I want to continue learning it, I think those who do those two, those will continue training for a very long time. And I think this is where a lot of instructors will refer to, or even a lot of students will refer to, including myself, is this phrase, too stupid to quit. Like, you continue learning. You just continue showing up. And Josh talked about this, you know, in the beginning of your training. Don't even seek feedback. Don't even overthink this. Like, just keep showing up. Mm-hmm. Just you're here today. See you tomorrow. Be here tomorrow. Don't think about it. Don't think how well it went. Don't think how bad it went. It doesn't matter. Just keep showing up because the recipe is simple. If you're on a mat, you're improving, even though you might not see it. And I think that's the difficult part behind jiu-jitsu, because it is so long. It takes so long, so much effort, so much time for us really to see the difference which we are making, then oftentimes we lose the track of it. It's like almost like aging. Think about it this way. I was just talking to somebody about this. If there was no mirror in my house, I would not know that I'm aging. Like, I feel the same way. I see my kids grow up. Mm-hmm. I see my parents aging. But I feel the same way as I felt 20 years ago. Like, I don't feel the aging part. But when I look at picture from 20 years ago and today, I was like, oh, damn, mm-hmm. I was handsome. Not anymore. You know what I mean?
Obviously, like, you don't own the mirror.
But you know what I mean, right?
Yes.
It's like almost like brushing teeth, too. If you brush it once, it doesn't matter. But if you do it every single day, that's when you see the results. You know, and like, we can bring these metaphors or these phrases all around, but the point is that consistency of continuing doing it and showing up.
Yeah, you have all these little milestones that you don't see. And I think, you know, talking about like watching your kids grow up is a good way to look at it is, you know, people always talk about, you know, and it's gone in a blink of an eye, right? Mm-hmm. Right. And I think that when you have something that is as expansive as jiu-jitsu, or, you know, there's a lot of other things out there, you know, whether it be if you really want to be a good musician, if you really want to be whatever, an artist in any way, there's so much involved in it that you don't know about. So it's important to just keep working at it and, mm-hmm. you know, showing up, do the work. If you want to be a writer, write. You know, you're not going to write something wonderful if you never do it, you know, and it happens in everything. I forget. I think it was Nick Gulo who was talking about writing, and he was actually talking about reading. Like, he had stopped reading for a while and he picked something up and he started reading, and then he read another book and another book and another book. And he was like, I'm becoming a better reader,
mm-hmm.
you know, and people don't think that way. And I don't read very often, or I haven't been for a long time. And then, so I'm reading a book now and it's like, I got to keep going back a couple pages. Like, mm-hmm. oh, what was that again?
Yep.
What was that again? You know, maybe it's because I'm getting older. And then I thought about what Nick said, and I was thinking, well, maybe it's because I don't read enough. Mm-hmm. And if I, you know, if I start 6 books in from now, will I be a different reader mm-hmm. when I'm reading that book than I am today? And I think that's the same thing with jiu-jitsu. Who did we talk to recently? Gustavo Dantas. Mm-hmm. Don't, you know, how would you fare against yourself 6 months ago?
Yeah.
Maybe that's the way you need to look at things, rather than I suck because that guy's better, or I suck because we started at the same time and he's better. Yeah. You know, who, I don't remember who it was, but they were, it was David Meyer just last week. You know, if you're the first guy on the mat, you're the last guy off, you're always drilling. Or let's say you're not that guy, you know, you come in, you get on the mat, you're talking, you're not doing the things you're supposed to, but the guy that started that same week as you is mm-hmm. doing all those other mm-hmm. things. You know, his 5 years are going to be your 8 years. Mm-hmm. And so you just have to, I think, have to go into it with a different perspective of, you know, you are going to, am I doing what I'm supposed to? I'm supposed to be bad at this still, even though I've been doing it for years. Mm-hmm. Don't use it as an excuse, but just when in those times of reflection in the car ride home, be yeah. like, okay, put it in his perspective. That should have happened. Those things should have happened to me today because I went with this person, that person, and they do this and they do that, or age or physicality, whatever. Mm-hmm. You can start to realize that this is where I'm supposed to be. You know, he said, you know, we do these takeaways. One of them that I wrote down, something he said was the space you're in. You know the space you're in. And if you can be comfortable with that, well, then you can continue to show progress. But as soon as you're uncomfortable in that space, then you're not going to want to show up. Mm-hmm. And then you start making those excuses to not be there.
You know, it's like, I feel like we often drive for the perfection. Like, the perfection is the ultimate goal for the ultimate destination.
Right.
Right. We're chasing that. And then it's not necessarily jiu-jitsu related, but I think in jiu-jitsu is more prominent or more visible than other places. But if you think about it, the perfection, by definition, would be a point in which we don't have to do any more work. We are done. That's the end result, mm-hmm. right? So the moment why would we chase that then?
Because I think we have an ideal in our mind of what it's supposed to be. Whatever it is, it's supposed to be that. That's what we think of as perfect. So we do one of two things. We chase it, or it's daunting and we're like, I'll never be there. Why even try? Mm-hmm. Right. So I think people take one of those two approaches. And I think there's probably a mindset in the middle there that's more beneficial, right? To realize that we can take, well, let's look at it in jiu-jitsu. It's evolving. You're never that this journey. If you're looking for an end destination, you're never going to get it because it's evolving. It's changing. The sport has changed so much. You know, the way things are taught are changing. The information is different. The way you receive it is different. And you're getting older. Time is not on your side in jiu-jitsu. Right? You're going to get to a place where you're probably going to start seeing diminishing returns for whatever reason, your physicality, your age. If that ideal that you have is still that other thing, that other person,
yeah.
right? So let's say you pick somebody out that you like, that you saw in a competition or on Instagram, and that's what you're chasing. You're never going to get there because you're getting older. They're already there. You're getting older. You're you know.
But even looking
at life, this- everything starts changing. So don't chase that. Just be, you know, they are, it's that cliche, the best you could be better than you were yesterday.
Yeah, yeah. No, I agree. And like even layering on top of this, like if we were to get to that perfect point, mm-hmm. like we've achieved the perfection, and then what?
Right.
Then we are done?
Yeah.
That means I have to find a new profession?
Go find something else.
You got to find a new hobby?
Right.
What am I going to do?
Well, I remember when...
I've done jiu-jitsu for way too long, so we can find something else. Uh-huh. So I better continue sucking so I can continue learning.
Exactly.
I mean, but look, but in all serious, like on a serious side, that's something I think oftentimes we don't think about. We want that perfection, but do you really? Like, that's what I'm questioning. Like, do you really want
you
to be perfect?
Yeah, you don't know. You don't know.
Do you really want to know all of it?
Right.
Do you really like in some, and don't misunderstand me here. Like I embrace the fact of education and jiu-jitsu. Like I love the fact that I'm looking for ways to maximize students' return from education perspective. Let them learn faster, make less mistakes in the less time. Right? How can we achieve this? Mm-hmm. Like continuous conversation. I'm constantly scratching my head. How can I make my students better and faster? But at the same time, I don't know. I do know. I would not want my students to achieve the point of perfection because then they are done. There's no more beyond that point. Like I'm looking at perfection as end of all. And then what?
And then what? Right. Then what? Exactly. I often think about
this is where I think we get bored. This is I think, you know, where there's no more purpose. You know, is this could be the point where people retire and they don't know what to do with themselves in life because
we've talked about that a lot because they have nothing. Yeah. Well, they have nothing else to in their lives to do.
Right. Because they lost their purpose. They achieved their perfection. They achieved the end.
Yeah.
There's the power button. They just turned it off. Right. There's no more. There is no more reason to do what they wanted to do.
Right. There's no reason to get up in the morning. There's no reason to go out. There's no reason to.
So I like more I think about this after this conversation with Josh is like, you know, stop thinking about perfection. Stop thinking about making this amazing. Just continue grinding, continue improving, find things that you need improvement. Mm-hmm. First of all, celebrate things that go well. We don't do this often enough. Celebrate your victories. Celebrate them.
Stand over your partner.
Of course, it has to be Of course, it has to be twisted by Gary. But celebrate your victories. At the same time, acknowledge areas of improvement and continue improving them. Mm-hmm. Constantly evaluate your progress. Constantly evaluate your position at the time of now, comparing to time of past.
Yeah, don't look at it in the future.
No.
Because you'll never get there.
And continue chasing the knowledge. Continue getting smarter about it. Am I talking too much about this?
No, I get it. I did have something to say, but you talked so long I forgot what it was.
Oh, well, that's the old age.
Is it? It was just a funny little anecdote. I remember, laugh at me, make fun of me if you will, but I've been a lifelong Cubs fan. And in 2016, when they won the World Series, it was like, now what?
Now what? We're done.
I got nothing to, you know, because you had that 108 years of
right, holding on to that.
That was the, you know, it became more fun to lose. You know, if they would have lost the World Series, you would have been, it would have been again, you know, see you next year.
Yeah.
Maybe next year.
Right.
But then it was like, you know, and I remember a guy after they won, a Cubs fan holding up a sign that said, now what?
We done. We're way over 100 years.
Yeah. It could have been next year is now, any of that, but it was now what?
Yeah.
Don't focus so much on that end result. It's always the journey, right?
All right, before we wrap this up, make sure you go to our website, therawradio.com. Make sure you cast a vote for your favorite episode. It takes literally 3 seconds to do it, and we will be announcing a lucky winner of an awesome T-shirt. We'll be sending those out to you guys, so take advantage of it, and we will continue doing the amazing things over here.
All right, peace.
Later.
Thank you for listening to Raw Radio. If you enjoyed the show, don't forget to leave us a review and help us make the show even more amazing. For future episodes, check out our website and follow us on all major podcast platforms. Take care.